Well, while nobody is pushing the panic button, there's more than a few growers that are a bit anxious over the lack of activity we've had in our farm fields. After another substantial rain, it looks like we'll have colder temperatures for the weekend, and the extended forecast looks for temperatures to remain below normal. And according to Brad Rippey, there are several farmers throughout the country that are wondering when they'll get in their fields.
Not only have we seen a very slow start to the spring wheat planting season across the northern plains, but we have not seen any corn planting activity to this point across the northern tier of the Corn Belt, followed by a return to unusually cold weather during the weekend and beyond. It does not look like there will be any significant field work taking place anytime soon across the northern plains into the Great Lakes region.
Well, even before the president left on his Asian trip, there were lower expectations about getting any kind of breakthrough in the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. Of course, Japan has been a major hurdle. And according to American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dale Samuelson, even though Japan is a key customer, we can't make a concession for just one country.
And we just don't think you can do a trade negotiation that way, especially one that involves all these other countries who you start making exceptions for issues, they're going to have their own exception. That doesn't lead to any kind of an agreement that has a lot of trade in it. And we're not interested in an agreement that doesn't have trade in it.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership does involve 12 Pacific Rim countries, which makes up about 40% of the global economy. U.S. officials say the deal has the potential to boost this country's exports and investments by eliminating or lowering tariffs and leveling the playing field. And thanks to the passage of the 2014 Farm Bill, there is a renewed optimism of the ability of the USDA to assist rural economies. Matter of fact, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says one of his priorities always has been to increase rural investments.
For the first time in over a decade, USDA has licensed a rural business investment company. This is going to create the opportunity for investments from the farm credit system into the purchase of equity interests in businesses. A lot of these small businesses, particularly those that are agricultural related, want to locate in small towns, have a hard time putting the capital together to expand and to continue in business. This rural investment business company will now give folks an opportunity.
Well, before we get to the Class 3 trade, let's talk cheese, because there was activity there yesterday as the barrels dropped 3¾ cents, now down to 218, but back to a more normal trend between the barrels and blocks, with the blocks 3 cents stronger than the barrels at 221. AA butter was quiet on Thursday, remaining at 189¼ cents per pound, but those Class 3 prices were higher and really across the board. April up a dime to 24.31, May Class 3 up 45 to 22.88, June up 48 to 20.88, and even September up 30 cents to 19.68. Over on the Board of Trade, prices were weaker for corn. May off 2¼ at 501¾ cents per bushel. September dropped 2¼ to 505½ cents. Beans higher. May up 3½ to 1473 a bushel. September prices at 1291½ cents per bushel, while May wheat gained 12½ cents to 690½ cents per bushel. On the livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 93-112. Most of the slaughter cows, 80-92. Slaughter bulls stronger, 95-116. While the replacement bull calves range from 190 to 335. Heifer calves, $1 to $2.45. Those butcher hogs, 90-105. And your market lambs, 155 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.